And we gear up for Shinedown tickets on Friday's No Sweat News Quiz.
Shinedown plays Ratfest this year in September. And what a Ratfest it's going to be. So much looking forward to this year's Ratfest.
Shinedown, Jelly Roll. Today's No Sweat News brought to you by Macy's, The Trevor Project. All right. My thanks to Carol from Manalapan for emailing this little survey result.
Oh, thank you, Carol.
As we kick off the No Sweat News with this little tidbit. Carol noticed that there was a survey going around of the best day to go to happy hour. And as it turns out, according to the survey of Americans,
Wednesday.
It's the best day to go to happy hour is not Wednesday, nor is it Friday.
Jesus.
The best day for happy hour, according to the vote, was Tuesday. Real Tuesday afternoon happy hour.
You know why? I was thinking Wednesday because happy hour is not when it's Friday and even a little bit Thursday. You're just straight up partying.
You're happy already.
And, yeah, like you're going full on fiesta. But the happy hour is for work. Like you've had a bad day at the office.
Right.
And so I was thinking Wednesday because it's midweek with the work week.
Tuesday gets you one day earlier, Dave. Tuesday is America's choice for best day for happy hour.
It's anticipation of being miserable on hump day.
Right.
So you decide, you know what, I'll go up a happy hour on Tuesday, and this way I'll be hungover on Wednesday and not worry about work.
Well, our next story for the No Sweat News today, the Scripps National Spelling Bee was just last week, and if you watched it, which I know you didn't, but you would have seen 13-year-old spelling words that you don't even know what they are.
I've seen it before. It can be entertaining.
We went through a list of Google Trends. Google Trends put out a list of what words are the most unspellable words in each state in the nation. In other words, what word did people in each state Google the most for spelling?
So, okay.
How do you spell pastry? How do you spell ketchup, et cetera,
gotcha,
et cetera. Well, some states had some very interesting results. Like the number one how do you spell search result in Utah is for the word boutonniere.
I thought you were going to say Mormon.
Mormon, no. That's
alien.
Maybe second, maybe a close second.
Extraterrestrial, yeah. I don't even know what a boutonniere is.
Oh, that's the flowers that you put on your lapel when you go to, you know, it's prom season. The most, in New Jersey, how do you spell thousand is the most popular Google.
Thousand?
Thousand. People know how to spell thousand in New Jersey.
Maybe because of Lotto?
I don't know,
dude. Maybe sometimes some of the money giveaways we have here at our station.
Oh, maybe.
With Beasley and whatnot. Thousand. Everyone's trying to get on some kind of thousand payday or something.
Here's the one that I scratched my head over the most. How do you spell West Virginia is the most Googled spelling question in West Virginia.
Oh, jeez. Not very good, West Virginians.
Yeah.
I mean, all you have to do is memorize your own damn license plates, for Christ's sake.
If you're spelling it West Vagina, you probably have some problems.
Come on.
And our third and final story of the day, can you actually fix your electronics by smacking them? The answer is yes.
Yes.
And they have a name for smacking your computer to fix it.
Huh.
We are now to call it percussive maintenance.
Percussive maintenance. I've been utilizing that technique for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
Especially slamming my Nintendo or Atari 2600 onto the basement floor.
Right, exactly. Percussive maintenance is the sophisticated term for shaking, banging on, or pounding something to get it to work. Especially if the product is old and has batteries and
yes,
some of the connections maybe don't quite match up anymore.
Uh-huh.
You just give it a couple of taps, couple of shakes, couple of hits.
It works sometimes.
And you can be called a percussive maintenance professional.
Absolutely. Listen, I think we all learned that from Fonzie with the jukebox.
Exactly.
He was the first percussive maintenance. And then Han Solo with the Millennium Falcon.
That
thing couldn't get started.
Upped it.
He just punched it a little bit, gave it a little whack, and percussive maintenance right there. Now, did they do anything about wind maintenance, specifically when you blow on your electronics, which everyone thinks, for instance, the old school Nintendo cartridges.
Yeah, to blow the dust out.
Right. But I started doing that for everything. So, like, if a cassette tape or a CD doesn't play, I blow.
We don't have a term for that yet.
But
later on today in a post-show meeting, I think we should come up with one.
There you go.
Blow maintenance.
Blow maintenance? Well, you...
Nah.
Ew, blow maintenance.
Sounds like something Johnny Depp did back in the 80s.
We're going to have to take out the word blow. We're going to have to...
No blow.
Replace
no,
that.
No blow.
That's the No Sweat News for today. We'll catch you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz for Ratfest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.